hope everyone is having a good weekend so far and is having a good Thanksgiving break. I do apologize for not being on here as often, mainly because I kind of ran out of topics to talk about. But hey, it's the last month of 2019, so be grateful for seeing another new day and the last month, so there's always that, so. But you can expect me to be on a lot more for this last month of 2019 and into 2020 as well. So here I go. So today I wanted to talk about several ways that you can get your life back on track. The first thing that you can do is really look yourself in the mirror and ask yourself one simple question. How can you get your life back on track? I truly believe that one of the ways that you can get yourself back in order is that you have to look at the situation you're in, so to speak, and to really look at why things may not be going the way you want it to be. Because it's real easy to get down on yourself when life may not be going the way that you want it to be. But at the same time, you have to take into consideration things that may not be going in your favor, whatever the case that may be. But at the end of the day, I truly believe that you'll get your life back in order as long as you do three simple things. You don't procrastinate, meaning you can't put off, you know, getting your life back in order anymore. That you do what you gotta do to get yourself back into a place of happiness. And hopefully by that time, which is step number three, that everything else will eventually take care of itself and you will be in a more happier position. But it's real easy again to feel as though that life may not be getting better because of some circumstances, but you have to put in the time, work, and effort to do so, which I will explain later on. But you know, don't procrastinate, get yourself back in order, and eventually everything will take care of itself. So that's it for right now, and I shall be back on later this morning. So, welcome back to today's episode, and let's keep it going. So, earlier I had talked about how you can get your life back on track. But now I want to kind of dive into why you can't procrastinate getting your life back on track. Because at the end of the day, you know, I truly believe that sometimes, you know, people tend to not get their life in order for one reason or another, but at the same time you have to understand that you know getting your life in order, if you haven't already, should be one of your main priorities. But at the end of the day, if you really want to think about it, Why do people procrastinate getting your life in order or getting their life in order? Because I truly believe that, you know, they tend to not get things in order because either they don't feel like it or that they feel as though that they're content with where life is now. So, you know, don't be one of those people. Try to do what you gotta do to get your life in order. And eventually everything else will take care of itself, but don't feel as though that, or I should say, don't procrastinate getting your life in order. Because really, at the end of the day, life will only get better if you put in the work and effort to do so and to get it in check. So as long as you try to get it in check, then everything else will take care of itself. So that's all I have to say for right now, and I appreciate you guys, and you all have a good day today.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.